Cal State LA students walked out of class and blocked the university bookstore to protest the student success fee. It would make students pay an additional $80 per quarter to pay newly hired academic advisors. Students say the fees are a move towards privatized education.
In 1950, Governor Pat Brown released the Master Plan for Public Education, and that basically said that students should not pay tuition. We should pay small fees. So we're getting further and further away from the Master Plan that was set up for us. We're just asking for what was supposed to be given to us.
But students aren't the only ones feeling the squeeze.
We, within our psychology department, we were forced to put our marriage and family therapy program on suspension. We were told it was too expensive, even though it was the most popular program in our department. So it was effectively slashed by our college.
That's Dr. Bridget Mathis. She's taught psychology at Cal State LA for the last 8 years. Dr. Mathis canceled her class this morning so students could protest.
They have to have a voice. You know, they have to talk about it. Since I've been here at Cal State LA 8 years now, the student fees have risen just about every year, and it's just not fair.
Dr. Mathis says it seems redundant to bring in outside advisors when academic departments already advise students. And she says the budget cuts have forced some students to graduate later.
Of students, you know, trying to add my classes. In years past, we would be allowed to add them, but this year we're not being allowed. We're told we have to stay at the cutoffs for our classes. So even if there's a space in the class, we're not allowed to add students. I just don't understand that. And, you know, so students come to me, I'm an advisor within my department. You know, they have one class that they need in order to graduate. They're no longer going to be offering that class in the summer this summer, so now they have to come back in the fall. You know, it's very, very frustrating for them, which makes it heartbreaking for us.
University officials say they support the students' right to protest and that they've done all they can to help students. Here's Director of Media Relations Paul Browning.
It all boils down to Sacramento and the budget cuts that we received over the years. You know, the CSU system's received, I think it's over $1 billion over the past several years. And, you know, those kind of cuts are hard to bounce back from. And everything stems from that.
Financial support for the Cal State system is at its lowest in 15 years. But its budget relies on voters approving Governor Jerry Brown's tax initiative, which would bring in about $7 billion a year. But if it's not approved, several cuts would go into effect, which means the CSU would take a $200 million hit. Josh Wu, Annenberg Radio News.